Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Let me encourage you to join in each and every day. Call friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances, and associates and invite them to join in the broadcast each and every day. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. That telephone number to dial in. Let us know your thoughts, your comments, dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. You can do that calling by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comments on the issue. We're talking about today totalitarianism in America. Is that possible? Are we watching the dynamic shift, tectonic shift, major shift from a constitutional republic, a capitalistic system, to a system of totalitarianism? I find it to be interesting, challenging, and frightening when you have liberals, politically speaking, liberals, that are saying that we're headed for a pathway of totalitarianism. Yes, you're right. We're on the fast track for it. The article says two liberal icons. Says America now on a path to totalitarianism, citing governmental seizure of power and censorship during the coronavirus pandemic. Well-known liberal figures Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Naomi Wolf warned in a recent video podcast discussion that America is on the path to totalitarianism. In their discussion, Robert Kennedy's Truth podcast, the son of the late liberal icon said that he sees himself and Wolf as kindred spirits who are perplexed about how fellow liberals can't even see what's really happening in America. Further, the article states, and here today, we're living in a world where you have government officials who are censoring criticism of pharmaceutical products, said Kennedy, who is known for his anti-vaccination activism. Wolf said she agreed with Kennedy's assessment that liberals today largely are blind to the erosion of our constitutional liberties, end quote. Further, the article states, Wolf said that as she sounds the alarm about the threat to the U.S. Constitution, the only people affirming her are libertarians and people who are on the right. She's talking about those on the right, meaning those that are conservatives. The statement says, we're reaching a point of reminiscent of what led to the American Revolution. People are willing to die rather than give up their rights. The Constitution wasn't written for easy times, but for emergencies such as the current COVID crisis. Arbitrary restrictions are being put in place by those abusing emergency powers at local, state, and federal levels. In a free society, points are made and arguments won through free speech, open debate, rather than censoring opinions that differ from ours. Authoritarianism has no place in medicine, although most liberals are accepting edicts promoted by Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. Direct-to-consumer advertising started in 1997 marked the beginning of Big Pharma's takeover of the American media. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation neutralized once independent media, including The Guardian, NPR, and public television through financial gifts. Democrats are leading the biofascism charge. There's no science to back up the widespread suspension of our constitutional rights. no partisan grassroots efforts are gaining momentum and can preserve our freedom and prevent totalitarian takeover, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it better myself. But coming from the voice of two rancorous, as I call them, loose, lax, lost liberals, that validates where we're headed in America. So we'll be talking about that on today's broadcast. And let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917. You can join in the dialogue and discussion, but let me remind you, as we discuss issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. God does not want us to be silent. He calls on the church, Christians, to be salt and light. And the Scripture says, if the salt had lost its savor, what is the benefit except to be cast out and trodden underfoot? And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's where we are today. There's the lack of saltiness in Christians, the lack of light shining in a dark world. You can't hide in the closet, under the bed, and expect to be salt and light. I've said many, many years now, salt needs to come out of the shaker. Light needs to come out of the closet and shine and preserve in the world in which we're living in. And according to the truth book, the Bible, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, we need to recognize what is happening. And I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little weary with Christians being silent, with conservatives being silent, with the philosophy of the attitude we must bow and bend and submit to whatever the government says. This is the reason I go back to the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no freedom outside of the freedom that's given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we're in a nation today that as a result of our founding fathers and founding documents, all, not some, not part, but all, built upon the precepts, the principles, and the theological truths of the Word of God. It is God's Word where Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, Jesus makes a declaratory statement when he says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be very careful today if we listen to and follow and believe a lie. And that's what's happening in America today. And somehow, some way, Christians have been led to believe that if the government says it, that settles it. And to be a good little boy and a little girl in Christendom, we need to simply bow and bend at whatever the government says. Ladies and gentlemen, government's not God. The Bible says we need to render to Caesar what is Caesar's, render to God what is God's. And God has the right to have our submission and surrender under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And yet government, ladies and gentlemen, today, wanting to displace God, displace the church, displace the Word of God, and displace our liberties and our constitutional freedoms, and say that somehow, some way, we need to bow and bend and buckle to whatever the government says. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the evisceration of truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's where we are today. We find the socialist, Marxist, communist network news that's eviscerating anybody that stands for truth, anybody that stands against Big Pharma, Bill Gates, and Emperor Fauci in his white jacket, and the Sleepy Joe, the Trojan horse in the Oval Office. Somehow, some way, all of those things are off limits. We're not to talk about them anymore. And I find it antithetical to biblical truth and the freedom that we have, the religious liberties and the freedom of speech guaranteed to us in our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, and may I quote him, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not doom and gloom is speaking. We need to recognize that God's word is relevant and real. It is to be impactful in our lives, regardless of the declension, regardless of the situation, regardless of the doubt and the deniers and the naysayers on a national level. about what we ought to do as Christians. It's time that Christians come out of the closet, be heard, be seen, be visible, be vocal, and take a stand as the watchman on the wall, as the scripture mandates that we do. I am weary with hearing those saying that somehow, some way, we need to just be silent and everything's going to work out all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it won't unless we take a stand. God has chosen to use human vessels, we the people, in particular Christians. He's chosen to use us as human vessels to accomplish his work on the face of this earth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment, as well as the professional lawn care, landscape equipment, and the equipment for the homeowner. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a gigantic flag flowing on their campus. 165-foot flagpole, a gigantic flag flowing. In fact, I'm told that it takes about 8 men to get the flag lifted and aloft in the air, and it's flowing there 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road with Old Glory flowing. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about totalitarianism in America. What does totalitarianism mean? It simply is talking about the iron-fisted rule that you find, generally speaking, in socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist, communist countries. You find totalitarianism in North Korea. You find that in Venezuela. You find that in China. You find that in Russia. You find that in Cuba. You find that in most of your Islamic nations today. Totalitarianism, where what the thugs and the big chairs, called the prime minister and the potentates and so forth, the ones that are in control, they make the decision, and the people are supposed to just bow and bend with no questions, no rights, no privilege of refusal, just simply obedience. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, our Trojan horse president, just announced, listen to the announcement. I don't know if you watched that broadcast or not, but he had a lame duck, Mamsie Pamsie, barely could read the script from the teleprompter, but he made a statement that I believe we need to be talking about and reiterate on this broadcast. He announced that, and I'm paraphrasing his statement, that if Americans would be careful, get the vaccine, continue to wear masks with social distances, then maybe government would allow we the people to celebrate the 4th of July with our families. Did you hear that? Hey, Joe Biden says, America, if you'll just simply obey the whims and the wishes of a totalitarian dictatorship government, if you'll simply wear not just one, two, three, maybe four masks, if you'll continue the social distancing, continue to stay away from your family, don't ever greet grandma and grandpa with a hug, simply hide in the basement or in the closet, simply continue to do the social distancing stuff, if you do all of that, Joe Biden's emphasis was, maybe we, the government, maybe we, the dictator in charge, will allow you, the little slave servants in the state, to have freedom to move. We might even let you celebrate Independence Day, July the 4th, and be able to meet with your family. Not large crowds, he said, but with the immediate family. Maybe you could have barbecue in your backyard, was the emphasis. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a totalitarian mindset. And we shouldn't expect any different when we watch the coup, the overthrow of an American constitutional republic in the last election with the Dominion software and hardware, where even today you can't say anything about it online. Social media will take down any statement where you question the election that took place. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, quietly, across the nation, state after state after state, finding major cases of fraud, major numbers, hundreds, and yea, in some cases, thousands of votes that were fraudulently cast, yet they were counted. And Biden is in office today as a result of that. But we didn't have spine enough by John Roberts, Chief Justice with the Supreme Court, didn't have backbone enough to take a stand and listen to the cases. 61 cases were filed by the states and by former President Donald J. Trump. Not one, contrary to Cuomo on Communist Network News, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon, as he wants to be called, on Communist Network News, notwithstanding their denial and saying that the courts rejected because the evidence had proven that there was no such thing as fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. But yet multitudes, mega millions across America, believe that lie because that's what's been perpetrated upon American citizens by the lying machine of the Communist Network News Media. But ladies and gentlemen, that is the case today. And Joe Biden says, now, we're going to let you little slave servants in America. We're going to let you out of the cage. We're going to let you out of the out under the thumb of government and let you have a privilege of moving about just a little bit, maybe by July the 4th, if you'll simply be obedient citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, would you pray today? Would you ask God today to give us wisdom as citizens, give us strength as Americans, especially for our churches and our Christians and the conservatives and the patriots in America, that there would be spine, backbone, to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. There appears to be a total submission from most Americans today to do that social distancing, to wear a mask, and even to find two masks, three masks. I saw somebody the other day that you could barely see the white of the eyes because they had three masks on. And it is, I believe, just absolutely arbitrary and capricious for them to continue to do that because the idea, the mindset, with those that are in charge of our governmental system today, the totalitarianism that's in the hearts and the lives of those that have their thumb on America today, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the whole administration and all of his cabinet leaders, all of which are Marxists in their mindset. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, they're wanting everybody to simply continue to submit. But I'm concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, the government-forced mandates and lockdowns. We do have a handful, ladies and gentlemen, of free states, as they're being called now. Some of the free states, for example, Florida, Texas, South Dakota, and Oklahoma. These states still struggle with some of the dictator tyrant mayors that want to continue their iron fist control over the people in their counties, in their cities. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about where we're going as a nation. I'm concerned about the lockdowns that continue. I'm concerned about the fast track for initiating COVID passes in nations around the world and now state after state in America. We're going to talk about that in the balance of this broadcast today. The COVID pass, the green pass, the forced lockdowns if you cannot get the pass and do not accept the vaccination. But ladies and gentlemen, one more statement, then we're going to take our first caller. The heartbreaking story, ladies and gentlemen, of a 65-year-old woman in Galveston, Texas. She was thrown to the floor in her bank. She had gone to the bank to make a withdrawal of her money, as she said, from her account. And she was demanded to put on a mask. And she told the manager that she did not wear a mask, that the governor had said in the state of Texas that a mask mandate was not required. And she was there as a free citizen, as a customer that has an account in the bank. She was there, ladies and gentlemen, as a free citizen, but when she walked in the door of that bank, she became no longer a free citizen, but under the thumb of the totalitarian mindset that's filtered down, trickled down in the mindset and the modus operandi of banks and organizations and businesses in America today. And as a result of refusing to wear a mask, she just turned and got in line. The video's online. It's about a 30-35 minute video. It's worth you looking up and watching. It's terrifying to see how she was treated, ladies and gentlemen. She was standing in line, and evidently the bank manager had called law enforcement. Law enforcement showed up. and walked up behind her, snatched her arms, threw her to the floor. The officer put his knee in her back, she said, put handcuffs on. She now has broken ribs, 3 bones broken in one of her feet, bruises all over her body. She was put in the back of the police car until the ambulance got there, transported her to the hospital where she was treated and way in the night released. She the next morning called police headquarters and wanted to know, am I under arrest? What am I supposed to do? And the sergeant, female sergeant that answered the phone said, no, you're not under arrest. But yet she was told by Fox 26 News in Galveston, Texas, that there is a warrant for her arrest out. They have put out a warrant for her arrest, and she is to be arrested. And what's the charges? Resisting a law enforcement officer and trespassing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have money in a bank that treats you that way, that has that mindset, take it out, put it in another bank, or put it in a shoebox. I'd rather see a person operate out of a shoebox than at a bank if that's the way you're going to be treated, simply for walking in, and now all of a sudden you're a thug, you're a felon, you are have been charged with trespassing and resisting arrest. But ladies and gentlemen, my prayer is that a constitutional attorney will hear her plight and will volunteer on a pro bono basis, defending her and filing a big, bad suit against Galveston, Texas. That's the only way these loose, lax, lost liberals can get their head on straight, is when it's going to cost them to write a check. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a call on the line. Go ahead, Joseph, with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor. I had a similar experience at a Barnes & Noble. I frequently forget, not deliberately, but just forget to put my mask on. And the young lady dealt with me like I was a harmful insect and then angrily gave me a free mask to put on. But she held out her hand and was as far away from me as she could get, like she was in fear of her life. But regarding your program today, I believe we're headed for a social crisis if our courts do not rule by the plain text of our Constitution. There's profound spiritual and social apathy in America. Our government system has worked for 245 years, so many people assume the government will work out all these problems, continue to provide and protect Americans. But getting back to politics, the Pastor, there is plenty of evidence and reasons to start impeachment proceedings against Biden. His open borders, catch and release are all illegal. His rhetoric is what incentivized the illegals to pour into our southern border. Of course, a hidden agenda is for them to get votes from the illegals. It looks like they're going to be able to vote even if they're illegal, whether they're a citizen or not. Of course, we're spending billions of dollars on housing, medical treatment, law enforcement jails on these people. A lot of them are infected with COVID-19. And then his economic policies are partisan. He's not looking out for America. He's doing things for partisan reasons, like stopping the Keystone Pipeline. A big part of our national identity is freedom of speech and freedom to bear arms, and there's blatant efforts to restrict and neutralize these freedoms. And to my knowledge, Biden has said nothing about the censorship going on. And so I think, this guy's against us. We need to impeach him.
He is the chief prosecutor of American freedoms and constitutional liberties. In fact, as you study the Constitution, Joseph, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I challenge our listeners to get out your pocket Constitution and examine it from cover to cover, and you'll find one, if not more, one of the major, major responsibilities of a president is to protect America from anything domestic or anything that is coming across the borders, to protect, number one, to protect our borders and to give us the security as a sovereign nation. And as you said, I believe that is a prosecutable offense, if nothing else, on the basis of what he's doing. And by the way, in saying that, our listeners may be encouraged by understanding that several of the border states, Texas Attorney General and others, have filed suit against the Biden administration for that.
Hallelujah.
And the whole point is, as you said and alluded to earlier, if the courts will take a stand, because we've got three branches of government, but today all three branches of government seems to be sold out and surrendered to the totalitarianism that we see facing America. Joe Biden seemingly has the Supreme Court, especially John Roberts, the Chief Justice, seems to be in his pocket and not going to do anything, evidently not going to do anything, to protect America. And when we see what Biden is doing and the whole Biden cabal, as I call it, it is antithetical to anything that's called liberty. But as you alluded to and even touched on, that is, there's the apathy in America with the citizens, with free people, with free citizens. And by the way, this 65-year-old lady, when being interviewed by Fox 26 News in Galveston, Texas, after she'd been thrown on the floor, she said the police officer had his knee in her back, forcing her wrists together to put the handcuffs on, and she showed the black and blue wrist and the arms and around her neck and on her knees and legs and where the foot was broken, et cetera, et cetera. She said, I looked up, and to my horror, she said, the whole room full of people staring down at me, no one saying anything, no one coming to my rescue, no one doing anything, no one turning a hand to help me in my situation. That's what I find strange and antithetical to what America has always been about. You find the terrorists out there. One gets in trouble, all of them join in. You find those in the Black Lives Matter, the BLM thuggery, anti-American anarchist group. They fall together in protecting each other. Antifa will help each other. But when it comes to a situation like that, dear 65-year-old lady on the floor in the bank being beaten and being berated and bruised and broken by a police officer simply because the bank called and said she was trespassing simply because she didn't have a mask on. I find it absolutely horrific. Joseph?
Yes, sir. I totally agree. And if people aren't outright outraged by this stuff, it's just going to get worse.
And we're finding that. You talked about the lady at the Barnes & Noble that had outstretched with the mask and didn't want to come near. I started to get on an elevator in a medical office building, and I don't wear a mask. And I started to get on the elevator, and the young lady jumped off the elevator that was on there that had a mask on. All you could see were her eyes, and she ran from me. She didn't want to get near me. It was as though I was the contagion and not someone else. We have separated society today, Joseph, and one of the major things that our listeners need to understand is that the best way for socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist agenda to take hold is to separate people, to separate them from communication, separate them from having a camaraderie together, and as a result of that, it's easy to, once divided, it's easy to overthrow and destroy a nation. And, Joseph, we're on the fast track for that. And I don't say it as a doom and gloom. I said to warn the listeners that we need to understand what's before us.
Yes, if I could say, I'm reading your book, The Coming Antichrist. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be very supportive of him and hostile to people who are not supportive of the Antichrist. And I think this COVID, this mask thing is the beginnings of that.
Absolutely. It's the beginnings of it and the ultimate ending of it, as you find in Revelation chapter 13 with the Antichrist, and everyone will be required to take the mark, or else you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, open your business, you'll not be able to eat or travel, and that's now in China, 100% in China, and it's headed to America on the fast track. Joseph, brother, thank you so much. By the way, that's a good book you're reading. Glad to hear that. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And we're praying for your wife, Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to continue our conversation today about totalitarianism in America and what we're seeing with the mask and with the vaccines and with the fast track that we're on to destroy our liberties and our freedoms.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To To learn more, visit conservative.edu.